Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. Five former Massachusetts attorneys general did something pretty unusual today. They joined together to publicly support current AG Maura Healey after she was criticized by lawmakers and questioned by Governor Charlie Baker about her ban on so-called copycat assault weapons. Former AGs Frank Bellotti, Jim Shannon, Scott Harshbarger, Tom Riley, and Martha Coakley issued a statement saying, quote, Attorney General Healey's actions are constitutional, lawful, and consistent with the mission of her office. Well, on the line with us is Attorney General Healey, who's in Philadelphia for the Democratic National Convention. Welcome back to Radio Boston.
Great to be with you, Deborah.
So let's first off just explain that this enforcement notice that you issued last week clarifies which assault weapons would be considered copies and therefore banned under state law. So what do you think about this support from your predecessors today?
I appreciate the support. I think it's significant when you have other attorneys general coming forward and saying that not only what I'm doing is lawful. It's my responsibility, frankly. I mean, this is our responsibility. As the Attorney General, I have the responsibility to enforce the law. For the last 18 years in this state, we have had on the books an assault weapons ban. It bans assault weapons, but it also bans copycats or duplicate versions of those weapons. What we've seen over the last several years is that we've seen sales of these copycat weapons, and today I'm making clear that copycats of assault weapons are still assault weapons and are banned under the law. And that's what the announcement last week was about. I think in this time where we have had more mass shootings than calendar days last year alone, we've seen a terrible run of mass shootings lately. I viewed it as my obligation, frankly, after Orlando, to take a look at what was happening with respect to our own state assault weapons ban. Because the question I had was, is this kind of gun something that could be purchased here in Massachusetts? Mm. And much to my surprise, I learned that these weapons were, in fact, and have, in fact, been sold here in Massachusetts, 10,000 of them last year alone. And so we wanted to be clear and take action and, again, issue this directive, this notice, stating simply what the law is and putting gun dealers and manufacturers on notice that our office is going to enforce the law so that we have the full protection of the law here in this state, at least.
Two of the main issues that have come up, one from State Public Safety Secretary Daniel Bennett, who says that there's some uncertainty about guns because of your notice last week and your explanation of a two-part test to determine whether a weapon is a real copy or not. I don't even know if you can say that, real copy, but apparently is it confusing for people?
I don't think it's confusing at all. I think gun dealers know exactly what we're talking about. I think the public knows what we're talking about when we're talking about an assault weapon. We're talking about weapons that were designed specifically for military use. They're frankly designed to kill as many people as possible in as short amount of time as possible. And I think that the reason that this state passed a law banning these weapons is because they're incredibly lethal, incredibly dangerous, and they're meant to kill human beings in a short amount of time, and they have no use in civilian hands. They really are for military and law enforcement. Now, I understand efforts to characterize what I have done as either unlawful, beyond my authority, which I reject. We have the authority to take action, and we have the responsibility to take this action. Not surprisingly, there have also been efforts to characterize what we've done as creating confusion, and that's a pretty standard page out of the playbook of the NRA to create this idea out there that when you're taking action, when it comes to anything related to guns, you're creating confusion and the like, and that's simply not too true. Our enforcement notice was clear. The law is clear, and the good news is I think that what we've seen is gun dealers have complied with this. And I think that that just shows that there is no confusion about this, because when we issued the enforcement notice, we did see a spike in sales that day. That happens a lot whenever there's action around guns. And frankly, that's what happens whenever you see a mass shooting. One of the things that was very sad to me is that in the wake of Orlando, sales of these style assault weapons, copycat weapons, rose 450% in Massachusetts. Right.
And the Boston Globe does say that sales of these guns continue despite your enforcement notice last week.
No. Let me tell you what's happened, Deborah. And what's happened is most significant and shows that there is no confusion about this. There were sales of these weapons, a couple thousand of them, last week. We are now down to about 20 sales yesterday. They dropped precipitously. And those sales, many of them presumably are lawful because there are certain exemptions for law enforcement and the like. So gun dealers have stopped selling these. Importantly, gun manufacturers have stopped advertising these weapons as, quote, Massachusetts compliant, which is what they used to do. And our point is, it is not the gun manufacturers or dealers who get to decide what is lawful in the state. We get to decide as a state what is lawful in the state, and that's what last week's announcement is about.
You know, you mentioned sort of this authority question, and State Representative Harold Naughton did say that the enforcement order is questionable in terms of whether you are overstepping your authority. It could be a unilateral move on your part. Your response?
I'm exercising the authority that the Attorney General has, and I'm also exercising what I think is my responsibility in this time right now. And I think that you see the statement of the other attorneys general. They make it very clear that the Attorney General has the authority to act, and that my action is both constitutional and lawful and indeed necessary and appropriate. So I understand people are free to question it, but at the end of the day, we did our homework and studied the issue and have looked carefully at this. And I would never act in a way that wasn't without authority. This is, again, something that I think is not only appropriate, but necessary right now, given what we've seen. I know it's not going to be the be-all and end-all and solve all the problem of gun violence, but where we can enforce the law, it seems to me right now, as a bare minimum, we should be enforcing the laws that are currently on the books. That's what we're doing. That's what last week's notice was all about.
Well, let's talk about all that noise in the background there, because you are at the Democratic National Convention, and I want to make sure that we talk to you about what you anticipate from Hillary Clinton's speech tonight at the convention. Gun safety expected to be addressed by Hillary Clinton, but other issues as well. What are you looking forward to, Attorney General Healey?
Well, you're absolutely right. I've been here, and over the last few days, there has been significant discussion about gun violence and efforts to combat gun violence in this country. So it's a discussion in Massachusetts right now. It's a discussion across this country. And it's an important issue because this is about protecting people. This is about saving human lives and recognizing the fact that way too many people are being killed at the hands of a gun across this country. And we need to act. We must act. In terms of what I think we're going to see tonight is...
Yeah, how about that historic nature of what's going to happen tonight?
It is historic. It's significant. But I think what's really important now is that we've seen over the course of the last week the Democratic Party make the case to the American people about why Hillary Clinton must be our next president. You have seen the message about what this is going to do for economic security for families, what this is going to do to create opportunity for Americans across this country. The message has been about inclusivity and equality and respect. It's just been a wonderfully positive, positive picture presented, I think, and case made for Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine. I was so moved the other night, I have to say, listening to the First Lady. I think she transcended politics entirely with the words that she spoke and what she said to the American people. And speech after speech, you look at Joe Biden yesterday, Mayor Bloomberg was terrific, I thought, with his message, and certainly President Obama last night. It's been a really powerful and moving week, and it'll culminate tonight with what will be a rousing and terrific acceptance speech by Hillary Clinton.
All right, Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Deborah Becker. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.